USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has called on Congress to quickly begin work on his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief and recovery package. He says the price tag is high, but the needs are great and the time is now.
In this moment of crisis, with the interest rates as low as they are, historic lows, it is smart fiscal investment, including deficit spending. And they're more urgent than ever.
Conservative Republicans in Congress call the proposal an expensive liberal wish list. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has a warning about COVID-19.
When you tire before the enemy tires, you know what happens? The enemy wins. We don't have the luxury of fatigue.
He explained that the vaccine is safe, and he urged New Yorkers to take it as soon as it's available. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound
be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Georgia's governor says he's looking into measures to restore confidence in elections. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many in the state have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp told Fox News that he's for a proposal to require voter ID for those absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Police are investigating an explosion at a church in El Monte, California. The church has been designated as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The FBI is also investigating the explosion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A federal judge who was appointed by former President Trump has ordered the Treasury Department and IRS in a hearing to give Trump's personal lawyers 72 hours notice if it decides to provide the tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. Committee Chair Richard Neal sought the returns to conduct oversight and consider legislation related to how the IRS enforces tax laws against the president. The committee filed a lawsuit in 2019 against the Treasury Department and IRS to obtain 6 years of Trump's personal tax returns after they refused to comply with requests and subpoenas. Neal renewed the calls for the documents after a New York Times report in September that showed Trump didn't pay taxes in 10 of the 15 years ending in 2017. Neal has cited a law requiring former Treasury secretaries to turn over returns that chairs of Congress's tax committees requested. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin refused to provide the tax returns to the committee, saying that they didn't have a legitimate purpose for them. Broadcasting legend Larry King has passed away at a hospital in Los Angeles. He had been receiving treatment for COVID-19. He was the host of Larry King Live from 1985 to 2010 on CNN. Then following that, he had the show Larry King Now, which was on Hulu and RT America. He appeared in many movies and films as himself. Larry King was 87. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.